I hope you're doing well today. Hey, I wonder if you've checked out the new Healing Care Ministries webpage. Brand new look, some exciting things that are going on there. We've merged two organizations into one. We're calling it Healing Care Ministries. And I think you will find some exciting opportunities there. So go ahead, plug it in, look at it. I hope you have a experience to peruse everything, and you may find some things there to be very helpful to your own journey. So, I am reading through Scripture again. I've been doing that for several years. I just like to keep myself soaked in Scripture. I can't say that I, you know, study each passage, but rather I read it. I let it kind of soak within me, and I enjoy it. It lifts my heart. So, I've been trying to read ahead so that I can be sure to end 2020 having completed all of Scripture, though not with a legalistic bend to it. I just enjoy doing that. And as I've been reading ahead, I got into Matthew, and one of the things that I was looking at in Matthew is this story that happens when a centurion comes to Jesus, and he asks Jesus to speak a word in order that his servant can be healed. And Jesus is amazed by the faith of this man, because what the man says is this: all you have to do, Jesus, is say the word, and my servant will be healed. And then he goes on and says, I know what it is to be under authority and what it is to have authority. And he was pointing to the fact that Jesus had incredible authority, and he saw it. And he knew that the authority of Jesus was such that all he had to do was say a word. And based on this man's belief in the authority, it tells us that his servant was then healed. And then, as you go through the rest of chapter 8, chapter 9, and moving into chapter 10, what you see is that Jesus begins to minister with this authority, and it amazes people. It says later on in chapter 8 that Jesus drove out spirits with a word, and he healed the sick. Then he goes on, and he calms a great storm, and it says that his followers were amazed. What kind of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey him because of his authority. You go into chapter 9. And it begins to highlight the fact that Jesus is dealing with a man who's been paralyzed. And he says to him, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. Teachers there and Pharisees, they're very angry with Jesus. They say that he's blaspheming. And then Jesus says this: I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, get up, take your mat, and go home. Then the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to a man. Wow, there are some amazing pieces here that I think we would do well to pay attention to. And certainly part of it is this whole idea of Jesus having authority, the authority to cast out demons, the authority to heal the sick, the authority to calm the sea, the authority to forgive sins. And what was amazing about this, he wasn't doing it by force, meaning he didn't bring soldiers, and he wasn't invoking laws, and he wasn't bribing. Instead, he was simply speaking the word. Now, I love the fact that the Scripture says that they were amazed that God would give such authority to a man. Now, we know he was the Son of God, but also we know from Philippians chapter 2 that he had emptied himself. And so that the Scripture is accurate when it's saying that God gave authority to Jesus, the man. This is the kenosis idea, the emptying. And there are some things about the use of Christ's authority that I think are very important for us as we begin to think forward. First, he used authority to give, never to take. He was there to serve, not to be served. You see, Jesus wasn't using the authority that God gave him to advance his own personal well-being or his personal agenda. As a matter of fact, it would cost Jesus everything as a servant leader. Okay, a bit of a side note here, but I think it's interesting that our founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, had what is called the Emolument Clause. Now, the Emolument Clause simply means this: you can't use the office of being a leader of our country to fill your own pockets, but instead you're here to serve the Constitution and the people. Now, this is such a biblical concept, because what we see in Jesus is that his servant leadership was not something that was done to advance his own cause. As a matter of fact, as I've mentioned before, it says in Philippians that Jesus did not use his power for personal gain. But in fact, God gave him authority. He used that authority to serve the broken. He came as a physician to the sick. And while it cost him everything, his authority is something that set people free, that healed their diseases, that embraced them into the kingdom of God. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus ends by saying this: the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I think what he's saying is there's a lot of opportunities to serve the broken, to help the downcast, to be willing, as it says in Matthew 25, if you will, to give water to those that are thirsty and food to those that are hungry and to clothe those who are naked, to serve the least of these. And Jesus is saying there is plenty of opportunity to serve the least of these, but not many workers. And then what you do is you see Jesus move in Matthew chapter 10, and he gives his followers authority. I don't know what that was like. How did he do it? I don't know. But something about the word of Christ made a transformation in them, because now he said they have authority, but then it was limited authority to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out demons. He just didn't say, now you have power and authority, you can go do anything you want. No. They were given power and authority to use it for what purpose? To serve the least of these, to heal the sick, to care for the downcast, to set free those that are in bondage. Now, when Jesus gives this authority to his followers, he makes it crystal clear later on that if you are going to follow Christ and be given authority, you have to use that authority the way Jesus used it. It's very clear in Scripture when Jesus says that, you know, the student can't be above the teacher. The servant isn't above the master. But in fact, we have to do things exactly the way Jesus did. So once again, we begin to see these principles. Number one, that we are given authority for servant leadership. That's just a central teaching in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The thing that goes right with them is that this authority will be related to the specific call that is upon their lives. So I happen to believe in spiritual gifts. I think all God's children have spiritual gifts. You have spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12 says that God gives those gifts through the Holy Spirit according to his purpose. And he also gives a certain degree of power to people. Some people maybe get more than others. He gives a certain degree of manifestation to people. Some have more than others. So that when God gives us authority, that authority has limits, but that authority is powerful and is for serving other people used in our own spiritual gifts. And this is something that we see in Acts chapter 3, when the disciples, you know, they're exercising authority and people are getting healed in the name of Jesus, and the leaders bring them in and they're amazed that these uneducated, ordinary men can do this. It's because they were walking in the authority that Christ had given them. And this whole idea of authority is reinforced in Ephesians, when in Ephesians it talks about the fact that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. To be seated with Christ in heaven means that we were given authority. Now remember, it's not authority that is limitless. It's an authority to be a servant leader, to care for the least of these, authority that is very, very specific to the spiritual gifts and the calling that God has on us, and that we're to do this ministry of authority, power and authority, the way Jesus did. Never for personal gain. Never to fill our own pockets, but to be able to serve the broken. So that kind of brings me to us, to you, to me. First, let me say this. There is a spiritual realm. This spiritual realm is real. And moving in the spiritual realm is the Holy Spirit who has power, and he's willing to give this power to the followers of Christ as Jesus has then given them authority. By the way, those two words have to go hand in hand. You may have power, but you've got to work it according to the authority it is given you. And if you have authority, it doesn't work so well if you don't have power. Exousia dunamis, authority, power. And this is something that there's a spiritual realm. You are part of that. God has given you gifts, and he has given you this kind of authority. But this authority must be exercised as you align yourself to the way of Jesus. So, I'm linking Matthew 25 here, that whole idea of the least of these. You're God's child. As God's child, you have many gifts, and you have been given authority by Jesus, not limitless, but very specific to the gifts and the calling that he's placed upon your life. And the Lord is intending that you use that to serve the least of these in order that the kingdom of God can be advanced. Now look, when Jesus gave authority in Matthew chapter 10, he gave it with some specific instructions. He said to the disciples, go here, don't go there. See, they couldn't just go anywhere. Go here, don't go there. And then he goes on and says, do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff. Okay, and then he says, the worker is worthy of their keep. My point is this, that when Jesus calls us, you, and as he calls me, there are specific instructions that we're to follow. We want to listen to the Holy Spirit. We want to go here, not go there, just as Jesus tells us to. But we have an opportunity every single day to somehow serve the least of these in the name of Jesus. So today, it's another day, a new day. And if we open ourselves to the movement of the Spirit in our hearts, we will hear him leaning on us, whispering to us, do this. Serve the least of these here. Help those that are sick. Lift up those that are broken. Set free those that are in bondage. Care for prisoners. And that's our way. And like our master, we don't do it because it will give us things. We do it because we've been given so much in Jesus Christ. You're a person of authority. The broken and the least of these need what you can offer them today in the smallest or the greatest way. Let's move in the authority of Christ today. Let's make a difference in some people's lives. You can do it. Just listen to the Spirit. There may be even one person today that comes to mind. Reach out, call, go, give, serve. You'll be right in line with the kingdom and doing what your Lord did when he was here on earth. God bless you. And remember, he's smiling. His face shines on you today.